and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
This is a big deal today.
President Trump is in Pittsburgh to celebrate his deal for Japan's Nippon Steel to invest in U.S. steel.
It's great, and you're going to have control. You're going to maintain control.
Trump told the steel workers he's going to double tariffs on foreign steel from 25% to 50%. Air quality is worsening in parts of the U.S. because of wildfires in Canada. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The wind continues to come out of the north, and as it does so, it's going to push smoke all the way down to Chicago, Milwaukee, Green Bay. All of those areas likely to see bad air quality on and off for the next several days.
The haze could reach as far south as Tennessee and Arkansas. Elon Musk left the White House and his position at Doge today.
This is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning.
He says he still believes there will be $1 trillion in cuts to the federal government. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A powerful legislative committee has inched forward on the next state budget. Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman reports.
On Thursday, the Joint Finance Committee approved updates to the public employee pension system and continued funding for youth firefighter training programs. They also voted to keep 5 call center positions at the Department of Safety and Professional Services for another 3 years. That agency handles licensing for workers in hundreds of skilled trades, from electricians to nurses. Democrats on the committee pushed to make those staff positions permanent and to add even more staff to help speed up licensing. They point out the agency is self-funded through licensing fees. But with Republicans holding the majority, those changes didn't make it in. Talks are still underway on the bigger ticket items in the budget. Key GOP lawmakers and Governor Evers reportedly met again last week.
There's an opening on the Wood County Circuit Court this summer. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants to fill a vacancy created by Judge Todd P. Wolf's retirement. Judge Wolf will officially retire July 11th. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st, 2026. Interested applicants have until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 11th, to submit a completed application form and supporting material. You can find more information at evers.wi.gov. The 13th annual United Weekend food sculpture event is set for June 17th at Witter Field. The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is teaming up with the Healthy Community Coalition to fight hunger. Teams will build sculptures using canned foods and basic need items before the Rafters versus Pit Spitters game. You can vote for your favorite food sculpture, bring change in cash to participate in the Miracle Minute, and donate non-perishable food or cash donations that day. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight, maybe a stray shower, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny on Sunday, high to the upper 70s, still a little smoky. 80s Monday, currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about wiggling and the wiggles. Welcome to Nightlight. This is fun. It's a Friday night, folks. We made it through the very short week, and now the weekend is upon us. So hopefully we can help you transition into your leisurely time this weekend, whatever you have planned. Conrad, how you doing?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah. I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Well, more of your opinion.
Yeah.
So today, this is something I usually do. When I need to take out the garbage, it's at the end of the street.
Yeah.
I'll do it before I go into the studio.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
So today, I had some garbage that, you know, had some, like, garbage juice.
Yeah.
So what
I've
I did
heard
is...
heard that term before.
So what I did was I put my hand out the window and I was holding the trash can like this while driving. And I was getting the weirdest
look. You must have looked like
ever.
A lunatic.
So do you think that's weird or what?
Yeah.
Where do you think I should have put it, though?
Here's the thing. I think if you watch people, almost everything they do will seem weird.
Yeah.
Like the movie Rear Window, it's like, oh, he must have killed someone. Well, he's just carrying this. Well, in that case, he did kill someone. But, I mean, the amount of times you do something like that in your life are probably thousands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, people are probably like, what in the hell is that guy doing? And it'll bother them too. That's what's funny about what the hell is this guy's problem? Like, who cares? That doesn't affect you.
They're all my neighbors. So
he's got some garbage juice.
They just got to know that I don't want to drip it all over my car.
See, I think, yeah. And so you have like a community trash bin or something?
Yeah.
All right. So that's something people will find a way to be pissed off too. He's going to put that disgusting garbage in with the rest of her. Yeah, I don't. I think that's kind of strange, but kind of funny. I'd probably laugh if I saw somebody doing that. You know, like
it felt weird for me. That was the first time I did it. To be honest, I've done like trash routes, you know, but in my back of my car, but it never had that much garbage juice on it.
Well, what's the juice from? Did you throw out gravy or something, or what?
I honestly don't remember what it was.
Do you like? Before you throw something out, do you empty it in the sink first, or you just like...
I think that's where I messed up. I forgot to empty something.
Crucial garbage mistake, buddy. That's garbage 101. Come on.
Right.
I think that's a forgivable sin, though. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. This is our garbage talk, and we'll be right back with more garbage talk. Lots of fun. Great show tonight. Great guests. A good question. And we're going to talk about a really cool contest coming up here at Civic Media. It starts June 2nd. That's Monday for those of you scoring at home. It's the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. We do these. They get more popular every time. They're a lot of fun to do, and they're so easy. You do have to have the Civic Media app, so if you don't have it, just download it. It's so easy, and you have a chance 4 separate times throughout the course of every day to win something. Listen for your chance to win. And the contest, as I said, begins June 2nd. Listen across the network at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win $100 cash. That's tax-free, folks. Well, if you want to report it, you can. Or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And this is each hour. Every hour, you have the opportunity to win both of those prizes. And each entry you do qualifies you for our grand prize trips. Conrad, you remember where the grand prize trips are?
Oh, some great locations. Door County Fantastic. And Baraboo.
Yeah, two beautiful places in our state here in Wisconsin. So every time you enter or you play, every hour you have a chance to win $100 or Brewers tickets, and then you've got the grand prizes, Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. So it would kind of suck if you lived like in, I don't know, like, what's it, Algoma. Oh, I want to trip to Door County, they're going to pay for my gas. It's $4. You want to make a little bread on that, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, why not?
But we are paying the gas money, so you're all set, folks. Four daily chances to enter beginning Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. Just get, they'll say the keyword, text it in, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. Another fun civic media contest. I have to, you know, Kristen Lyerly texted me today. She has a show, and she was checking my availability, and we got to talking, and she said that we cut this promo that I thought was really funny that we couldn't air. Somebody kiboshed it. So, but we said it on this show, so I assume it's okay to say on this show. And Todd said, go for it. So can we hear that promo, Conrad? Can you play that for us?
Yes, I will. Just
all right, let's hear that. This is a kind of a conversation that went off the rails a little bit because Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is a doctor. So she brings things up from time to time. She's not scared to talk about anything, and neither am I when it's not my show. But when I'm in the driver's seat, I get a little nervous. But, you know, we talked about lube because she brought it up, and she's an OBGYN, and we ended up having kind of a fun conversation, and here's that conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from...
Kind of tame, right?
I was blushing.
You were blushing. You had a guilty conscience. You immediately went, I was talking to her about lube in a medical sense. You immediately went off the rails. Okay. Kristen Lyerly, check out her show, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show here. It's on the weekends here on Civic Media, just like you can check out New Wisco Weekend. I do a classic movie pick of the week. My classic movie pick for this week is, well, you'll just have to tune in and find out.
Well,
that's what
I
they
like
call
that.
A tease in radio. Yeah. I'm getting better at this.
You know what mine is about?
Yeah, tell me.
Well,
don't.
You're going to have to find out.
And it's, what time is that tomorrow for those of taking notes at home?
I believe it's at 11.
It's 11, right?
Yeah,
both
11.
Days,
yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. So it's such a fun show to be part of. And Lisa Hale does such a great job hosting the show. Speaking of shows, we have a great show tonight. Rex Sykes is here, folks. Rex is the founder of the Movie Beat. He is the host of Movie Beat, I should say, and he did found it. He found it. He finded it. He found it. And Rex will be here at 6:35 talking about film incentives and where we're at here in Wisconsin in terms of enacting this great legislation. I don't know how close we are. I tend to talk about it here on the air every 2 or 3 weeks, but Rex will be by. He's worn many hats in the entertainment business, and he's always fun to talk to. That's at 6:35. Our pal Jimmy Cusco will be here at 7:05. He is the Civic Media Sports Director and is going to talk to us about Star Wars. Something every sports director should be skilled in is Star Wars talk. Jimmy recently rewatched Rogue One and one of the Star Wars series, and I'm not going to tell you which one, but he says it's the best Star Wars has to offer. And Jimmy is he speaks very eloquently about sports, but also about entertainment. So I'm excited to talk to Jim at 7:05. And then 7:35, folks, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is off taking a well-deserved vacation. Do we know where Terry went?
I actually don't know.
Wouldn't it be funny if she's like at a hotel down the street, just taking a little
big trip
and,
to GB.
I think she was going somewhere more exotic, but I don't know that. And I meant to ask her and I didn't. But anyway, her Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker, will be here tonight. And Rocker has filled in before on Bar Band Friday night, and he's a blast. So very excited to talk to our pal Rocker at 7:35. So there you go. That's a show. And all right. So today, this was kind of funny. One of my favorite songs, I would say, of the 2000 early to mid, I'm talking 2010, is the show, or is the song, Forget You.
Well,
I can't say the real title. That I know I can't say on the air.
Yes.
So they put out a separate version. The song was called, the actual title was F.U., and they put out tamer radio-friendly version called Forget You, and it's terrible. That sounds awful.
Yes.
But that's what we used to say when we were kids and we were afraid to swear. And Steve Segrin has a great bit about that, where he starts calling someone a mother forgetter and I forgot my girlfriend, like all that kind of stuff. So it got me thinking, a good question might be, what is your favorite swear word or phrase? Now, here's what we could do, folks. You got to keep it clean because it's radio. But you can allude to what your favorite swear word or phrase is. Mine is POS. I just say that and it makes me feel better. Yeah, go ahead.
We forgot to do the lead to the question.
Oh, I got so excited to do that. I don't think it's too late. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions. This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Repeating, what is your favorite swear word or phrase? Please keep it clean. Now, if you're not the kind of person that swears, folks, that's fine too. I wish I was like you. You can say, you know, it could be, what do you say when you mean to swear, but you won't use a swear word, like fiddlesticks or rats, you know, or what's the other one from Napoleon? Flippin'.
Yeah.
They're just words. Sometimes I just want to say, you're not going to offend me, but you never know who you're around. Sometimes you want to save it. So what is your favorite swear word or phrase? You can either describe it to us using radio friendly or text friendly on the radio language, or you can say what you say in place of that. Freaking, flipping, you know, H-E double hockey sticks, whatever it is, H-E double toothpicks. But please feel free to share all of this stuff. It's 855-752. What's it? 4842. This is my former number and I can't remember. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app, which you should have anyway, to play the Scotty Summer Contest here at Civic Media, which starts June 2nd. The way I did that, Conrad.
I like it.
Snuck it
in.
A little extra promo. Or if you're watching the radio on Twix, also known as Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you can text us on the stream as well. Yeah. We accept any and all. The question every day has been posted to our social media accounts. So if you're there, and especially Facebook, we get some pretty good responses. You can share your answers there as well. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We like to get those. So let us know what you think, and we'll read those after the break. But right now, I have to tell you, and this will be a question at some point next week, too.
Yeah.
But there is a new soap on the market. You think Irish Spring is great? Hey, great. How about, what is it, Ivory, Lava, whatever you use. Now, you can buy Sydney Sweeney. Influenced, not just influenced, but the soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. And it's for sale. So you can buy that, folks, whether you're just concerned about cleanliness or a bona fide prevert, whatever. You can buy Sydney Sweeney soap that smells like her bathwater. Now, I only assume it's bath water she's bathed in and not just like she drew a bath and then just said, here's the water, because that would be fraud. Would you ever buy that, Conrad?
Well, actually, I already pre-ordered a 30-pack. A
couple cases? Yeah. Perv.
Well, I think she's going to smell good, which makes me smell better.
But what if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney.
But it's the bathwater, so would it smell like her soap? So
either
is
way,
this soap based off another brand?
I don't know. Jacob Elordi bathwater soap.
Oh.
She could stink, though, and no one's going to tell her because she makes them too much money. So here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you. I'll give you the go-ahead and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off of, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read your text and talk more about Sydney Sweeney soap. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Silver shine.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well,
I'm
hello,
Dan Schaefer.
Everyone.
Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin.
Welcome on in to tonight's broadcast on WFHR of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring it to you live from Witter Field. The Rafters back in town tonight as they take on the Rockford Rivets. Well, last night didn't go the Rafters' way. It was a 12-3 loss on the road at Wausau. But the last time that the Rafters were at home, it was a pretty nice victory, 13-11. Over those Woodchucks here at Witter Field just two nights ago. So the Rafters hoping to dial in more of that home field energy for today's game. The starting pitcher for your Rafters is Seth Spencer. And for Rockford, they head into this game on the heels of their first loss of the season. They're 3-1 and looking to get back on the right track. They're going to be sending out Luke Guest on the mound for his second appearance of the season. This is his first start, however. He only pitched one inning earlier in the Northwoods League season, and well, he did allow a couple of base runners, but it was a shutout frame, so we'll see what the story is for him today as the Rafters are going to try and get the big victory. Taking a look at the two teams, going for the Rafters right now, pitching has been kind of the focus, and it hasn't been a strong story, unfortunately. It's been a lot of missing the strike zone, so if the Rafters are able to locate in this game, that could be a big difference in the game. And as for the Rivets, their pitching has been really, really good. Just a 3.86 ERA as a team. That's a pretty good number. And so for them, it's going to be a matter of whether their offense can step up or not. As a team, they're batting just 190 on the season. They're slugging at 276. So going to see if they can get some more hits. And the Rafters going to hopefully have that pitching step up and make sure not to allow those free base runners. Those are some of the storylines we're going to watch, but I've got a little bit more planned for you. We've got our pregame interview coming up in just a second. One of the guys who was able to find the strike zone, Jafet Martinez, got a chance to talk to him for our pregame interview and talk about his time coming here into Wisconsin Rapids and how he's felt after having two strong appearances as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. We've got that pregame interview coming up, and then, of course, starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. Coming up next, this is your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. Summer.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Well, welcome back to Witter Field, where we're going to bring you towards our pregame interview with Jafet Martinez here on WFHR. Hello and welcome back into your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Joining me as our pregame guest of the show, it's Jafet Martinez. Jafet, how are you today?
Pretty good, boss. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing just fine. Glad to have you on the show here. And, well, I was trying to catch you a little bit earlier. Wasn't able to find you. any story about a little bit late coming in today?
Not really. I went to the gym, work out with the boys, and had the opportunity to go to the graduation from my host family. So I just went.
Ooh, sounds like a little bit of a fun activity to kind of get you away from baseball.
Yeah, a little bit. Not really, but it was just fun being there.
Oh, yeah. So it seems like it's been a good experience for you so far in Wisconsin Rapids.
I love it here, to be honest.
Well, I was talking to you a little bit earlier about your trip in here. Obviously, a little bit of a hassle getting in, but it seems like you've settled in at least on the mound for sure. So what's it like just coming into this and getting kind of put right into the competition, right into the game, ready to go, not really much of an adjustment period for you?
Nothing out of the ordinary, to be honest. Just go there, have fun, to be honest. Compete.
Yeah.
I've been doing it since I was a little kid. Nothing different. Nothing different, to be honest.
So coming from Alabama State, is that where you were prior to heading up here?
Yes.
Was that a single flight? Did you have any layovers?
So I went from Birmingham to Charlotte, stayed the night, grabbed a flight early from Charlotte to Madison, and drove from Madison.
Yeah, well, it was great to get to see you on the mound and talk a little bit about your stuff. You know, what kind of pitches do you have, and how were you feeling that kind of in your first two games?
Currently, I have a fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup. I've been working on it, but my go-to like two pitches right now is just the curveball and fastball. Working for me pretty good so far.
A lot of success already. Specifically, I want to talk a little bit more about yesterday's game against Wausau on the road, hostile atmosphere. You enter in with the bases loaded and you go 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. How'd that feel?
Oh, amazing. I'm not gonna lie, but just went there and competed, to be honest. Just attack the hitters and have fun.
What was going through your head while you were on the mound there?
Attack. Don't hang the pitch. And that's it, to be honest. Just have fun.
So what are you kind of looking forward to the rest of the season? What brought you to the Northwoods League?
The assistant coach at Alabama State recommended me over here. And he told me it was going to be a learning experience for me. And I said, let's go, let's do it. And most of my buddies are went here already, so just let's go, let's do it.
So you already know some of the guys here?
Yes. Not here, from last year.
Oh, from last year, yes. Okay. Which were those guys?
Juan Berrios and Kyler McIntosh.
Okay, so good buddies of yours.
Yes.
Why didn't they come back to the Rafters?
One graduated.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is currently looking for a college. He told me, like, his assistant coach is going to be like the head coach somewhere else, and he decided to go with him because he's better opportunities and stuff. So
yeah. Well, glad to have you with us here in Wisconsin Rapids, and obviously already showing off your stuff. What are you kind of looking forward to your next outing? Is there any specific thing that you're kind of have a goal for?
Be dominant. That's it, to be honest. Keep being dominant, attacking the hitters. Have fun and compete.
Just keep it going. All right. Well, that's all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
Not really.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time as always, and thanks for joining us on our pregame interview of the night. So once again, that was Jaffet Martinez, our pitcher from last night and the night before of the game, the reliever of the game. Had some great performances and excited to see how he performs in the future. That's going to do it for this segment. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more on your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show here on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
This May, you can have a chance to win.
Well, hello, as we welcome you back into Witter Field here. A quick interjection as we get ready to go with the starting lineups. And, of course, the national anthem just on the way. Let's go ahead and break down the starting lineups. First off, for the visiting Rockford Rivets, they're going to be led out by Cal Jones at shortstop. A.J. Malzone is going to be batting second in right field. Tate Shamau is the third batter. He's the designated hitter. Tommy Townsend, not the football player, the baseball player. He is the cleanup batter. He's at first base. Colby Felix batting fifth. He's in center field. Addison Worthman, the left fielder, batting sixth. W.T. Jones is batting seventh. He's at third base. Byron Blaze is the catcher, batting eighth. And batting ninth, Ethan Delgado at second base. The pitcher for tonight's game is Luke Guest for the Rivets. And Guest is a guy who comes over from Northern Colorado as part of the Summit League. This past season, 22 and a third innings pitched, 4.43 ERA with a 1.88 whip. Performed pretty well there, but he's been around the NCAA, also pitched at Dakota State and Neosho County Community College. So a couple of seasons of work under his belt. He's got 107 collegiate career innings. As we will go ahead and step aside here before we get back with your Rafters starting lineup and starting pitcher breakdown. Coming back after the national anthem here on WFHR.
Performing this Mars Bagel Better tonight is Sarah Hansen.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last whose rust and cry
national anthem here on WFHR as we bring you back to Witter Field with some more baseball breakdown prior to first pitch. That's going to be coming your way in just a few moments. But before we get there, I want to go ahead and break down the Rafters starting lineup for you. First off, it's going to be Jack Guerrero, similar to last night's game. Guerrero leading off. He's back in left field as he was yesterday. It's now his second career game in left field. And, well, he made a pretty nice throw out there and nailed a guy over at third. Beautiful play and helped record an out, got an outfield assist. The only guy with an outfield assist on the Rafters right now. And Guerrero's back out there. Batting second, Drew Thompson. He's back at first base once again. Back-to-back starts at first for the guy who started on the mound 2 games ago. Batting third, Pat Costin. He's back behind the plate, and, well, he's been pretty good defensively, trying to keep bringing up that offensive approach that we keep seeing in batting practice. Royce Clayton Jr., he's been on a hot spell. He's batting fourth in center field. Hiroto Kobayashi back in right field. He's batting fifth. Noah Ruiz at second base. He bats sixth. Luke Skinner bats seventh in the order. He's at third. Nick Adrian, the designated hitter, is batting eighth. And J.J. Garcia closes out the order, batting ninth and at shortstop. And, well, the Rafters, they're bringing out Seth Spencer for tonight's game. Spencer, a guy who's spent time with a few different colleges this past year, was working with Hope International, although didn't see any innings pitched. But he did work closely with, of course, Rafters manager Tom Zaglowski. Ziggy worked with him at Hope, and, well, the last time that he had game action was at U-Indy in 2023, Indianapolis, Division II baseball. 4.89 ERA there in 18 games, including 15 starts. He went 84 innings. He's got a ton of collegiate experience, 169 innings pitched over 3 separate seasons in the NAIA, JUCO, and, of course, Division II. And, well, he'll be getting some with Hope International coming up this next season as well. And, well, he's going to get some more experience here. It's worth noting he also pitched in the Northwoods League already. He's one of 4 Northwoods League returners on the active roster for the Rafters. He pitched for the Madison Mallards last season. Just 2 appearances and 1 inning, but he's got a little bit under his belt. He knows what to expect out here, and he's hoping to keep that rolling along as we get set to go from Witter Field as we'll talk things over. It's a cloudy day here. The Rafters wearing their white uniforms with the black sleeves and the white caps with the black backs to them and the red bill. Beautiful uniforms. And for the Rivets, they're going to be wearing those kind of steel-looking uniforms to match the Rivets mascot. They're all dark gray with the almost charcoal helmets. As we're set to go, the left-hander Seth Spencer misses the first pitch low for ball number one. Cal Jones up at the plate, the wind blowing hard out to right field. Kind of going off across left to right as rain starts coming down as the second pitch is going to miss outside for ball number two. 2-0 count, and, well, it was cloudy, and the Rafters have the lights on bright in the outfield as this pitch misses low again, and it's a 3-0 count to Cal Jones. Jones, the starting shortstop here, and you might be able to hear it, but the flags right next to the press box, they are blowing hard right now is the 3-0 count. That is going to drop in there for strike number one, 3-1. And, well, a 75-degree day, but that weather, that temperature is going to be drastically dropping. And that one on the outside edge, but a late call there from the home plate umpire. And Cal Jones had started walking down to first base. He thought he had the bag, and he tossed his bat. It wasn't an immediate toss either. It took him about 5 to 10 seconds before he finally picked it back up, and he swings and misses at that pitch. Strike number 3, Seth Spencer starting things off with a K. Got him going down swinging as the rain continues to pummel on down here at Witter Field. The boys feeling it. J.J. Garcia, he's jumping out there at shortstop, trying to stay amped up as the Rafters bullpen guys are heading back from out of there, and you can see the rain just gusting in the wind as this pitch misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count to A.J. Malzoni. And we are pulling out the tarp here. So we get one batter through, but now all of a sudden It is time for a rain delay, and we will pull off our crowd mic here. And, well, a rain delay coming from Witter Field as we got one out into the game, and it has just started downpouring out of really nowhere. And that is going to mean that we have to take a break. So we'll see how long this break is. As soon as we've got some information for you, I will bring that onto the air. But for now, we enter an indefinite rain delay. Once we have more information, I'll come back on the air for you guys to make sure that you know how it's going. And any time on the resumption of this game, whenever we next know it, I'll be hitting a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'll see if I can get more information here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're tarping the field. I literally said that exact thing, and it's exactly what happened. Well, welcome back in. As I tried to get some more information here, I'm taking a look at the radar while we're on the air, and it does not look good right now. A red storm cell is just about to hit us. It's not even here right now, but we have just been dumped on by rain here at Witter Field, trying to cover up the field as quickly as possible. There's still nothing on the field, but the rafters will resume play whenever possible, and we're going to have to see the damage to the field after this rain comes through. At the moment, looking like it's going to be a little while. This rain is coming down quick, but it's coming down hard, and depending on how long it takes to get this tarp onto the field, we've got some players going out there as well. I'll be going out there to see if I can help the field crew as well, see if we can get this game back on quicker whenever we possibly can, and see if we can get this field tarped. But until then, I am going to return us back to normal, some normalcy, as we'll end the broadcast for now, and we'll return to normal programming. And when we come back, I'll have an update on the rain. So wait about 10 minutes here, and in about 10 minutes, I'll come back with another report here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Printed manufacturing a pair of shoes or a purse or a television set. It comes with an idea, you know, which is then written down. It becomes a screenplay. It then goes into a pre-production mode where you have to figure out how you're going to do what you're going to do. And you're going to allocate money. You're going to have to budget it. And from the pre-production stage, it goes into a production stage. And from a production, which is the manufacturing process, is right. People show up on the set and they film it. And then they have to do post, meaning they have to edit and color it and do the sound, you know, design and all that kind of thing. And from there, there's the marketing, the distribution and the marketing of it. So it's like taking any product to market. And in this case, it's entertainment. And entertainment is one of the largest global exports of the United States in the world.
Right.
And Wisconsin could capture that and benefit by that by passing the incentives, which would mean that the local people would work more and that outer people could come in and produce their film works and they would get a tax break. We don't need to go into all of that.
Right.
Because it's hard to explain in some ways, but it's all above board. And there's things that you get a tax break for, and there's things you can't get a tax break for. You know, and so it's like a line item kind of thing that, you know, we'll give you a discount on this, but you know, you have to pay full price on that.
Yeah. In a nutshell, the more you spend in a state, the more you get either in a rebate or whatever the incentive happens to be. But it's very good for the economy, very good for state economies. My guest is Rex Sykes. He is the host of Movie Beat, and he is working hard to bring film projects here, hoping to get these incentives passed. We are one of the only states, Rex, without a film office. Let's say this goes and you work for the film office.
I want to helm the film office.
How do you
put me in charge?
Okay, yes. You could wear that hat too. What do you say to people? How do you draw them here? How do you pitch Wisconsin?
you pitch the advantages of the locations that you have, the beauty of the state.
Great.
You know, we've got big city, we got small cities, we got rural, we got, you know, urban, we've got the big lake, we've got, you know, forest, we got, you know, a lot of opportunity for people to come in and use Wisconsin as a background, but you also have the labor force here and attract people in for the. There were a couple, I thought a couple parts to your question.
Well, that was fine. I was just saying, what is it about Wisconsin that you would sell? And you kind of just did it. You said big cities, small towns, lakes, forests. We've got hills. We don't have mountains or oceans, but we've got almost everything else. I mean, there's a lot you could film here.
When I first came here, I would encounter producers from Los Angeles and around the world who say, I would love to shoot Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. It's gorgeous. It's an incredible place to be. The people are wonderful, you know, but they couldn't do it because it was too costly without incentives, without some form of brick. Now, there's also a cap on these incentives. In other words, there's only so much you can give away to a particular production, like up to, say, $1 million or a cap where after $10 million is spent, you know, they've been exhausted for that year. But the thing that people need to really realize is that all this money that we're talking about goes into the mom and pop shop. It goes into all the amenities, the hotels, the rentals, the carpentry, the plumbers, the electrician. I mean, anybody who's part of a production process within this state, you know, is the beneficiary of the influx of money, because let's say they bring in a movie crew, right? And they can bring in X amount of people, and then they have to hire X amount of people from the state. They bring those people in, they have to house them, they have to feed them, they have to, you know, shuttle them around, they have to transport them, they have to rent cars, they have to rent the spaces, they have to, you know, get permits for the production. So all of that money goes right into Wisconsin all over the state. I mean, that's the benefit of this thing, is that it benefits the entire state.
Right.
So on the west side or the north side or the south side or the east side, you know, you're benefiting from increased. Back in, you know, well, you made the movie here. Yours wasn't incentivized, was it?
Godfather. Not technically. We had so much help from the community, though. I couldn't even put a number on it. But that's a big help, too. But Rex, how long will it take, in your opinion? And you've, like I say again, there's a reason I asked you how many hats you wear or have worn. How long will it, let's say the incentives pass, the legislation is enacted next fall, the fall after, whenever. How long does it take for us to have the workforce in terms of crews, best boys, gaffers, all that stuff? How long does that take?
Well, it will take a while. I mean, if you look at Atlanta, which is up and running and one of the biggest, you know, industries in our country now, or New Mexico has been in different locations. It'll take a while. There are people here who are qualified and capable and competent and ready and willing and able to work. And then there are others who need to be brought up to speed. Like anything, you know, it'll take some time. But during that time, keep in mind that the productions are going. I mean, even let's say no local Wisconsin person worked and all we did was attract people in. That money would still benefit the state. And during that time, we could be educating and training all of the people to be able to do the job. So there's a benefit even if we're slow, you know, in terms of growth. But let me revisit something, Pete, because it's important. Back when the incentives, we did have them. We had them for a year, and then they were removed by the governor at the time in 2009. There were only four movies that got incentivized. Project Solitude, which was renamed Susan Moses. I think you know she did it up in the Mike Nasdorf did the Tony Shalhoub movie, Feed the Fish. Mm-hmm. Terry Green came in with No God, No Master in 2009, and a $5 million movie on the first domestic terrorism in the United States back in the 19th century. And Michael Mann had Johnny Depp, Public Enemy. But there were 25 other productions going on in 2008 that weren't incentivized. One was David Lynch's Ex-Wife. That was Baraboo, the film that she made, and a host of other projects that were going on that were all part reality TV shows and other things that came into the state, didn't get a dime in incentives, but they came here because we were film friendly and they wanted to shoot here.
Yeah.
And see, this is the thing. So not every film maybe get incentives, but it will create an avenue for people to come in and produce their projects and get them then out to market, and create the avenue for us to be able to produce here locally and get it out to market.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
We'll pick it up right there. We got to do a very quick break. We'll come back with a few more minutes with our pal Rex Sykes. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby red. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's all so fine.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Friday as we all ease into the weekend together. Tom from New Berlin said, Tom says, when you realize your blinker is too long, stupid, we know we've all been there. And then Tom says, you're Pete, once in a while, I am witty. That's our class clown love. You got it, Tom. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, buddy. Mark from Prater Sack says, and S, sorry, what is he saying? I don't get that. Is that the swear word?
That's a first part of his text. If you read up, he's clarifying.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And Aaron Sommer says, "Wait, you can say lube on the radio? Well, you can if you're Kristen Lierley. I just went with it. I don't share her potty mouth type thoughts, but all right, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Rex Sykes. He is here. He is the host of Movie Beat and helping. He's trying to help bring incentives to the state to get more film shot here. Rex, we just have a couple minutes left. Tell us about Movie Beat.
Well, I want to, but I want to do something really important before that. Everybody who is interested in this should write their state legislators, representatives, and they can do that by going to actionwisconsin.org. It's actually, I mean, if you have a way of putting it up, that would be good, but it's actionwi.org, I believe. And but reach out to your representatives. This really does benefit everybody.
Absolutely.
And I would be remiss. I mean, I'm a champion for film and a champion for the film incentives, but Action Wisconsin, Imagine Milwaukee, people like Ann Katz, George Sucrose, Jeffrey Kurz, Susan Jerva, and so many people have been championing this and have repiloted this to make it happen. And it's being voted on, I guess, soon, and the governor's got it on his desk. So, you know, we really need the action of the people to help make this happen and to happen as soon as possible. So, but a big shout out to all those people. Susan Kearns, who's the head of the
Milwaukee Film
now, and yourself and so many other people are really doing everything they can to make this happen. I'm just one. I'm a person, a cog in the wheel.
No, I get it. And a perfect example of that is I have a script that I wrote and I wanted to direct, and maybe I still will, maybe I won't, but we were going to go to northern Minnesota. They have very aggressive incentives there. Would I rather shoot it in Wisconsin? Absolutely. But you have investors to answer to. To your point, that's exactly why we need the incentives.
Well, and, you know, the other thing is the brain drain. You know, kids graduate from college and they leave to go pursue careers elsewhere, either Hollywood, New York, or Europe, or, you know, Florida or Atlanta now. A lot of people are in Atlanta. So what this does is it teaches the talent here, because if you can't work here, you're going to go where the work is, you know, or you're going to give up on your dreams. So in
order to keep the kids in mom and dad's basement for a little longer, and that's there's nothing wrong with that, Rex. Let's be honest.
I wish my kids were in my basement right now. I really do.
I know the feeling. All right. So tell us about Movie Beat. Where can people find it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell us about Movie Beat before we let you go. Where can people find it?
Oh, it's okay. So it's on RexSykesTV.com, RexSikesTV.com. I do live shows. I also do another show called Create Your Best Life with Rex, which is a little different in scope. It has to do with my book, Life on Your Terms, Create the Life That You Want. So I, you know, but I created Rex Sykes Movie Beat in 2009. I had a massive website at the time, and it addressed film incentives, film production here and all around the world, and celebrities. There's over 600 hours of archive shows available on Spotify, Apple, wherever podcasts are heard, and on YouTube and Rex Sykes TV. I've just did a show with actually Susan Jerva and Jeffrey Kurz on incentives. They are Wisconsin filmmakers. Jeff worked at Miramax for 8 years, and Suzanne Jerva worked with Steven Spielberg at DreamWorks for 10 years. They've come back. They're making movies here. And Jeff Ohm, I did a show Wednesday with Jeff. He's a post-production colorist, special effects, visual effects artist, producer. And we did a show on what he does recently. So you can go, you can listen, you can watch on YouTube. You can watch, you just search Rex Sykes Movie or search my name, you know, and I come up in just so many different ways.
It's a great show. And I love how you cover different aspects of filmmaking and like some of the stuff people might not always know. So keep up the great work, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. My goal when I was a kid was I didn't have a mentor. I wanted to know what to do and what not to do. And nobody would tell me anything in Hollywood. They just go, And so the show is film experts, TV experts, streaming experts, sharing what to do, what not to do to navigate a career and to have a career. And so that you can fulfill your life and live your dreams. And I'm very proud of it. And incredible guests and celebrities that are on it all the time. So go check out Movie Beat, but also be sure to stay tuned to Nightlight.
Oh, well, thank you, buddy. And keep up the great work with the incentives and keep doing a great job with Movie Beat. Have a great night, buddy. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
You too. Thank you for having me. And you keep up the great work and make that movie. And I want to be in it. Make that movie.
Okay. Sounds good, pal. All right. That's Rex Sykes, everybody. Check out Movie Beat and check out actionwisconsin.org. It's actually actionwi.org if you want more information about the incentives. Hopefully they'll pass. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your go-to or favorite swear word or phrase? And I say, please keep it clean so I can read it on the radio. You can hint around and I'll probably figure out what it is. I probably said it. Or you can give us an kind of an imitation, like fiddlesticks, rats, shut the front door, that kind of stuff. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, FTS includes two FCC banned words. He says the middle T is this, may give you a clue about the F and the T. Freak this S. Done. I got it. I could work for the CIA.
I think so.
I think so, too. Aaron Sommers says, wait, you can't loop on the radio. Aaron, you cut that promo. You think Sommers cut the promo and then stuck it to us and wouldn't play it? The Z-Man? I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mark from Prairie du Sac says that. Sorry, I read that one. All right, we got more text to read. We got more guests to get to. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here next. We're going to talk about some Star Wars, and we will talk a little sports, too. Jimmy's coming up after intermission. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. After billionaire Elon Musk helped to cut jobs across 25 federal agencies, his job is now over.
This is not the end of DOGE, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days.
President Trump has praised Musk for his work. The Supreme Court lets the Trump administration end a program protecting Haitians, Venezuelans, and others. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The program is ended for now. I do want to caution that this isn't a final ruling on the merits from the trial court, from the circuit court, or from the Supreme Court.
Loretta Swit played the demanding head nurse Margaret Houlihan of a surgical unit during the Korean War in the movie MASH and the TV show.
When I was five, I had a crying fit because they wouldn't let me have a crew cut. I was born to serve, Colonel. You must let me.
Loretta Swit has died at 87. CBS News Brief, I'm Jim.